Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Filer. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Redus. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Redus steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sveum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Filer covering, for the out. Baines moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sveum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sveum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Calderon scores. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaPointe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Redus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Redus bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carcoviche moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Redus steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up beyond short. Sviam can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carcoviche scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Redus steals third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jones. Lyons moves to second. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. There goes Lyons trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Calderon moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boston strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Bittiger now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bittiger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Billy Joe Robideau pinch hits for Joey Meyer. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Svyum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Svyum hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.